We are learning Masechtas Makis Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the top, beginning of a line. Yitzchak Omer. Those who have a chart, I gave out a chart, it'll be easier to follow along with a chart. I'm going to email a chart out also, together with emailing out the shir. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayve Krisos Bechlal Hoyu. Chayve Krisos were Bechlal, all the Chayve Krisos were Bechlal, the pasuk that says, Ki chol asher yasem mekal te'eva se'elu nechsun ha'fashos. So v'loma yotzesav karis b'achoyseh. Why do we have a special parish of karis by the erva of achoyseh? So Rabbi Yitzchak learned from there. L'doyne v'karis of malchus. Teach us that there's no malchus by karis. And not like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva hold it is malchus by karis. He holds not. How does he know not? From a special pasuk, the pasuk repeats over karis b'achoyseh to teach us that dafka achoyseh has karis and does not have malchus. What are the Rabbanon do with Karis B'Achoyse? Why is it repeat over Karis B'Achoyse? Rabbanon Karis B'Achoyse Lamali. L'chalik is to teach us that if someone is over in a bunch of different arayis, he has to bring a chatos for each one. If you're over in all those arayis in one mistake, you forgot all about the Issa arayis, chayav akolachas v'achas. Now, even though it only had one chorus, until one chorus covered everything, since it says not a chorus by a choysoi, it's the lechalik to tell us that each erva has its own carbon, its own chiyav chorus, its own chiyav carbon. So that's what it's teaching us. Rabbi Yitzchak lechalik benali. How's Yitzchak no lechalik? If you're using the pasuk of a choysoi to tell you lodom v'chorus loy malchus, there's no malchus a chorus. How does he know that you mechalik between a bunch of rice and you get a chatz each one benali? Nafkale from a pasuk that says mevel isha benidas tumasa, and says that loshen isha could have said lenida like sikra. It says isha lenidas tumasa lechayiv akol isha veisha to mechayiv on each isha veisha is chayiv a carbon. Rabban nami tepik lemaha. What can Rabban learn from isha? Why Rabban need the pasuk of karis b'achoysoi? Learn from isha lenidas tumasa. So learn from there, and then the back it's extra for Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha. So why is Rabbi Kiva mishval agur Rabbi Kiva? Rabban nami tepik lemaha. Enechanami, they learn out. Taka lechalik is learned out from ve'el isha nidas tamasa. Ve'el karis da achoysoi lamali. So why need karis da achoysoi according to Rabbanon? According to Yitzchak is teaching us that there's no demalkas by karis, but according to Rabbanon, which means Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. So how do you know karis? So what do you do with karis da achoysoi? Why do you have to repeat over karis by achoysoi? Ve'el karis da achoysoi lamali. Lechay ve'el achoysoi ve'el achoysoi over ve'el achoysoi imay. If someone is over on achoysoi, achoysov, achoysimoy, that you chayv each one. More pshita, right? Gufa mechalakim, Hashem is chalakim. Isn't that what we just learned? Chalik. It's three different people. It's your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister, and it's three different names with three different lavim. Hello, the pasuk of Karas Lachayis is teaching us a case where it's one person with three shemais. El chayva el achoysoi on your sister, she achoysov, which is your father's sister, she achoysim, which is your mother's sister. Vehechem eshkachas lo. How is it possible? Barishia barishia. It's possible in a case of Rishia barishia. The case is like this. There's someone, John, is Baal Imai. He's mizana with his mother. And he has two daughters from his mother. Okay, two daughters. Now, he's then is mizana one of his daughters. And he has a son. And that son is Ba on his mother's sister. So, remember that you have John, who's mizana with his mother, has two daughters, two sisters. And then he's Ba on one of the sisters, and he has a son. That son is Ba on the other sister, on his mother's sister. So that mother's sister, first of all, is his mother's sister. It's also his sister through his father. And it's also a sister of his mother. It's all three things. Again, we have John, who's Ba. This is not on the chart, by the way, that's the case. John is Ba on his mother, and he has two daughters. Now, he's Ba on one of the daughters. Daughter number A, and they have a son. The son is Ba on B. So the son, but the B is A's sister. It's his sister, same father. What? Because John was born with mother, had two things. So it's first of all, it's his mother's sister, it's his sister because of same father, and it's his father's sister also because his father was born with his mother. John was born with his mother. Therefore, it's all three things. Now you would have happy since it's one goof. You only chayiv one, kemaslo, and you chayiv three. So what's Rabbanon using a chorus to achoysoi? He's using it for this case, Rishia bar Rishia. Rabbi Yitzchak Homan Allah, how do you know it? How do you know a case where it's the three shemus, one guf? How do you know you chayiv three? Naf glem kavachayim, lintav kavachayim, retain lintav raisa. Omar Rabbi Kiva, this is already a Braisa, or it's really a Mishnah, really, in Masechtas Krisis. The Tanan, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Sha'atis Rabbi Gamil of Rabbi Yeshua, Be'itla Shal Imum. Rabbi Kiva asked the Sha'at of Gamil of Rabbi Yeshua in the butcher of Imum, Shahoku Likach Behema Lemishta Benoi, he was going to buy Behema for the Mishnah, for the Chasim of Lemishta Gamil. And what's the Chiddush that this was? Tyson Krisis says, the Chiddush was that even though they were busy, they're still talking and learning. So he asked him this question, Shalk Liga Behem lives to Benoish Ramil, Habala Chaisai. So Kiva asked Rabbi Gamil Ramashu this question, Habala Chaisai, Shia Chais Aviv, Shia Chais Imai Mahu. What's the halacha? Eine Chayiv Kulam al Kulam alachas, or Chayiv one, or Chayiv Kulachas alachas, Chayiv each one. Omruloi, so they answered him, they answered Rabbi Kiva, Zulo Shemanu. I didn't hear anything about this. Aval Shemanu, Habal Chomish Noshim Nidois, Behel Mechad, someone was born five Noshim Nidois with one mistake. Shechayev, I call achas va'achas, chayev each one. V'nirin dvar mekav v'chaymer, it's a kav v'chaymer. Uma nida, shi shem echad, it's one shem nida. Still, yechayev kol achas va'achas, kan over here, that shashloish shemoy, it's three shemoy, it's a choysoy, a choysoviv, v'choysimoy, lekol shekein. But v'idach, kav v'chaym prichu. But the man Yom learns that from a pasuk, says a kav v'chaym prichu. Ma'alim nida, shkin gufa mechalakim. By Nida, it's Guv Mechalakim. Here it's one Guv. So what's the Hakapshad in Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Yeshua? Tosis in Krisi says, because they hold that the Iker is the Shemois. And Madach of one Shem Yechayev, five, for sure, three Shemois, Chalukim, for sure, Yechayev, three. But at least here, we might say, we have a Kavachayim Pricha. So Le'idach Nami, so why don't we say Lefi Rabbi Yitzchak also, Nami, a Kavachayim Pricha, which is back Shver. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know the din of Gufim Mechalakim? How does he know the case of Shemus Mechalakim? The case of Achayis, 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 how does he know? Because remember, he learns Karas da Achayisai, Lechayiv Karas, and not Malkus. How does he know the case? Look at the chart. Look at the first thing. Karas ba Achayisai. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, is Ladoina with Karas and Malkus. What does the Barna use it for? Habala Achayisai, Shechayisim, Achayis, 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 right? Shemus Mechalakim. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know that? El Ishim Nidus Tomasa is a Chalik Stamazai. So how does he know that? That's what we're holding now. How does he know? We did the first two rows. Huh?
One lady that's
a chosay, chosav, chosima, the Rashi of Rashiya. How do we know that case? How do we know that? Elanaf galei ma chosay de seifa. In the same pasuk that says that Yechayiv ba chosay chorus, which says extra, it says in the end of the pasuk, the whole pasuk reads like this. Ish ashika chas a chosay basov basimoy, v'ruas avasa, v'hi Sira Ervasoi, Chesruv Nichasule Nibne Amom, says Nichasu. And the Pasuk says, Ervas Achoysoi Gila Avoyna Yisa. And that's what we call Achoysoi the Sefer. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, you know what Achoysoi the Sefer is teaching us? Achoysoi the Sefer is teaching us this case. You look at the chart, the third row, Achoysoi the Sefer. Rabbi Yitzchak learns, that's Abba Achoysoi, Shechoysoi, Avachoysoi, Imoi. Chayachoi Kalachas Vachas. That's what's coming to teach us. It's coming to teach us the Shemus Bechalakim case. Now, what do Rabbanon do with that pasuk? What do Rabbanon do with Achoyse the Seifa? V'idach, Achoyse the Seifa lomeli, l'chayivoy, al Achoyse basov basimoy. Loimesh enishim edin. Remember, we had before that Be'etzem, the pasuk of Karis only teaches Karis by a half sister. How do you know a whole sister that you have a din of Karis? So you can say it's a kavachaymer. I'm saying if it's a half, of course the whole. Teretz is that they have Eino and Shemin Adin, and you need a pasuk. So we use that Achoyse Seifa to teach us that you chayiv on a whole sister. Like if you look at the third line of this chart in the Rabbanon, you learn from the Din Achoyse Seifa, Abal Achoyse Ma'ava V'ima, you chayiv Karas, and you don't learn from Kavachayim because Eino and Shemin Adin. Now back to Rabbi Yitzchak. So what does Yitzchak do with that? How does Yitzchak know the complete sister? How do you know? V'idach, Yibay Yisema Goma Einish Ma'azara. Once our be is that you learn at Einish Ma'azara, by Azara we have a drasha to say that there's Azara or Lav by the complete Achayisa. Same thing, Einish, learn Einish Ma'azara. V'bayi same, or you learn that, Nafkele Ma'achayisa D'Reisha, which means, the top of Ma'beis, after Yidal Ma'beis, Ma'achayisa D'Reisha, which means, the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach, the Lashon of Pasuk is, Vish Asher, V'ish Asher Yikach, Achayisa Basav Basimai. Could have just said, it's Basova Basimai. Whatever say, we know Basova is that you have sister, which is Achoysa for. So the word Achoysa is extra. So now, we're up to the fourth line of the chart, the Achoysa the Reisha, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, teaching us the Ein Shemin Adin, the case of Habal Achoysa Mava Vimai Chai Karas. It's two ways. Either learn out from, if you see that footnote number four, that the Bayezim learns Ein Shemin Azara. But You learn out the chaysoiv. So according to chaysoiv the reishoy, chaysoiv the reishoy, haba chaysoiv ma'av v'imoy is chayiv karis, and the complete sister is chayiv karis v'chaysoiv the reishoy. Now, what does Rabban do chaysoiv the reishoy? V'idach ahum boyle lechalek karis l'mafatim l'soch. We have a case where there's one karis on two lavim. It's in the same pasuk. The pasuk says that someone who is soch umefatim shemen amishcha, it says over there, it's in the same pasuk, two lavim and one karis. So how do you know? Maybe only chayiv in such a case. Maybe it should only be chayiv one carbon. Kamash on this pasuk, it's like an Indian that teaches us that even though umefatim and soch are one karis, so therefore, still yichayiv each chatas for each one. That's what using achoysoi the reisha for, according to the Rabbanon. V'idach. So how does Rabbi Yitzchak know that mefatim v'soch, which means if someone does two things with one helam, he's mefatim shemen amishcha and he's soch from the shemen amishcha. How do we know that yichayiv two chatas? Because according to Rabbanon, we're going to have him for extra achoysoi the reisha. But what is Rabbi Yitzchak, who uses Achayis of the Reisha for Ein Anshim Min HaDin, has Rabbi Yitzchak know the Din of Mefatim V'Soch is separate? So, the Gemara, V'idach Shavala K'Rav Elezer Om Rav Yishayah, Dom Rav Elezer Om Rav Yishayah, K'mokoyim Shata Moitzi Shnei Lavim V'Karas Echad, Ein Dami Find Two Lavim, even though it's one Karas, Chalukim El Karvin, Chalukim El Karvin. And Rashi speaks out that at this point, that if you're learning about Mefatim V'Soch from Rav Elezer of Rav Yishayah, so then, if you're learning out from Rav Lezer or Rav Yeshua, that anytime it's two lavim chalukim, you know one karis, yichayiv two, so then you don't need a pasuk of Isha v'nidas tumas anymore. Before we had, Val Isha v'nidas tumas teaches us the chalik. But once you have Rav Lezer or Rav Yeshua, you wouldn't need that. As Rashi points out, because he holds anytime it's two lavim, even though it's one karis, yichayiv two kabanas. So you actually would not need a pasuk of Isha v'nidas tumas anymore, according to this teretz, Rav Lezer or Rav Yeshua, huh? Nothing. He doesn't draw. He says Rashi is printed in the middle of this Rashi on the left side. Even the also lahachi barayis namely by yichiluk lemitzdarach lemidus hashvinel by yaisalei ikakro whatever. It says you don't need that pasuk. You don't have to ask that pasuk. So the Gemara we buy same loisav lekarlezo. We don't hold the gavlaza. So how do you know mefateim and soch get two lavim? How do you know? We know from this pasuk, nafklem isha shishkav is isha dava. We know from extra pasuk, it says extra pasuk by nida to be chayiv karas. It also could have used the other karas for that. It's like just like a chayis has a special karas, extra karas, but nida also has a special pasuk of karas. So that will be in Indian. It'll teach us the guy mefatim v'soch that he chayiv two kabanos. V'idoch umbar like Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon mishum mishum yechoy menayin chen ishum tamaya. Actually, sorry, slowly. V'idoch umbar le. So according to learn out mafatim v'soch. What did the rabbanon do with the pasuk isha shishka v'isha dava? Why do you need no karas there? Don't Rabbi Yechonon. 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 Until her dam comes out derech avasa, and not from the side. It has to come out from Oysim Akum. Shinema v'isha shishka v'isha dova v'gilers avasa. Malam, we see mirish in the isha tomeya, that the isha not tome until the place ashishka v'isha. Achi yetze madve derech avasa. Till it comes out, derech avasa. So that's what comes out. So that's our whole sugya, very easy sugya. We'll just go over the drushes again, and those who have a chart can follow along with the chart. The first thing is we have karas, extra karas by achoysoi. What do we use it for? Rabbi Yitzchak uses it to teach us that a karas does not get malchus, only gets karas. Even if you want it for malchus. L'doinu v'karas la malchus, Rabbi Yitzchak holds. According to the Rabbanam, what do we do karas by achoysoi? Teaches us that if someone's born one isha that has three isurim, achoysoi, achoysim, achoysoviv, it's shemus v'chalak, v'chayiv in each one. The apostle isha v'nidas tumasa, that according to Rabbi Yitzchak teaching us l'chalek, and also according to Rabbanan, which means that all the arayis are mechulik. They're guf mechulakim and shemus mechulakim. Those cases are chayiv in each one. Then you have achoysoi the seifa, which means again, it says erev achoysoi gila. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that's teaching us the case of one person who is three yisurim. Achoysoi, achoysim, achoysoviv, which is shemus mechulakim. According to the Rabbanan, we're learning up from here for a complete sister that is arayis, because ain't anshim adin. What's achoysoi the reisha? So really, Rabbi Yitzchak could have learned that the Einish Menadin from Hazara, but the Bayis Ema says you learn out from Achayis of the Reisha. The extra word achoisa in the reisha teaches us the din of einan shevein din, and according to Rishmar Rekiva, use it for fatim v'sach that yichayev, even though it's one chorus and one pasuk, yichayev two. And then how does mefatim v'sach? How does Rabbi Yitzchak learn mefatim v'sach? He learns out because Elazar Rabbi Yisheir says anytime there's two lavim yichayev two kabanas, or he learns out from ishash yishkav v'ishah dava, which is actually pasuk of chorus by nida, and according to Rabbani, you learn out that ain't isha tamei until it comes out derech ervasa. So ad kan, a very simple and easy sugyo, all different drashas, Rabbi Yitzchak's drashas and the Rabbanan's drashas.